poor Uncle Hal turned them all off because I put them on 16 and then 21. And hopefully I can turn them on again. But let's read together from God's Word. You can read from John chapter 10 from verse 11. And we are going to move around in the text. So I would like to encourage you to keep your Bibles open. Chris, could you turn on these center lights so that guys can easily read? Okay, hope that helps. Cool. John chapter 10. We're going to read from verse 11. But like I said, we're going to jump around a little. Let's read together. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He was a hired hand and not a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and flees. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. He flees because he's a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. Now that last verse I'm going to preach on next week. So I'm just going to touch on it, but not give you the whole picture. Because it's one verse, but it's packed with oomph and awesome stuff. But that's all next week. So a couple of weeks ago, I started preaching on John chapter 10. And I preached on the first 10 verses. Where Jesus paints that picture for us and for the Pharisees. And he asks them, what do you see? And they're like, I don't know. And he explains to them. So I want to use verses 2 and 4 as the springboard for the rest of tonight's message. So just to kind of refresh your memory, verse 2 says, but he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the gatekeeper opens, the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. That phrase, shepherd of the sheep, is the foundation of tonight's sermon. And I want to unpack it and bring it into our modern day context. You and I are led every single moment of every single day. You might disagree. Right now, you're being led by me because you're listening to me. Earlier, you were led by the team as we led you in worship. As you drove here, you were led by that inner conviction, hopefully the Holy Spirit or your wife or your mother or your husband dragging you, kicking and screaming to church. Once again, you were led to come here. As you go through everyday life, you are led to do certain things. You are led by your body to go to the loo, and we're grateful that you do. We're also led by our bodies to find a job and care for people around us. We're led to do all these things. So tonight's question is, who or what is leading you? And I think the answer to that question is, who or what has the biggest influence on your life? And to unpack that, it's quite easy. I'll follow the light. Would you mind putting it on channel, I think it's 7. No. Channel 8? Yeah, cool. John Lansdale chirped me the other day. He's like, you need to reprogram these because we can't see you. Hope that helps. But now I can't see you. It's fine. What has the biggest influence on your life? So, from the text, what kind of sheep are you? So let's go to music. Who listens to classical music and loves it? I knew my wife was going to put up her hand. Now, for those who listen to classical music and love it, you could easily speak about Mozart and Beethoven and for hours. and listen to it for hours, and you would be completely at peace with this world. And that is fantastic. You're a classical sheep. Hey. Now, I can promise you this. You play classical music to me, and I'll fall asleep. So I'll be at peace with my pillow. However, if you would play pretty much anything else, I would probably listen to it and listen to the lyrics and enjoy it. However, the borderline for me is heavy metal, even heavy metal Christian. I have never met anybody in my life who can listen to heavy metal and be at peace with the world, even heavy metal Christian. Could you just turn this down quickly? Because I'm just going to give them an example of what it is. So heavy metal Christians like, Jesus loves me. Ah. I can't be at peace. Although when you're playing computer games and you're killing like things on the screen, then maybe you'll need that kind of drive. But I've never met a heavy metal sheep that's at peace with the world, especially while they're listening to the music. There might be exceptions, I get that, but like never like really met them. They're interesting people, I think. But you also get the sporty sheep. Now, you know these kind of guys, and I'm borderline a sporty sheep, where you just mention the word golf, and we can talk for hours. Or pretty much any other sport, and we can talk for a very, very long time. So you get the sporty sheep, and then you get the drama sheep. These are the oaks that watch every TV program that's out there, every movie, and they will tell you the mistakes in the movie. You know those people? They're like, oh, that camera. Oh, that camera. And that person had makeup, and now they don't have makeup. Or they have glasses, or now they don't have glasses. Or the car's wheels were pink, now they're blue. Those are the drama sheep. And kind of on a little side note, drama sheep, you've got to help us. Because I seriously believe that age restrictions in our current era have become absolutely useless. At a younger and younger age, drama sheep, you must agree, because the other day I was just flipping through the channels, and it's 8 o'clock at night, and boom, a naked woman, 8 o'clock at night, on screen. And I'm like, honey, is my watch wrong? This is 8 o'clock at night. Little ones are still awake. And yes, the STV has got this great parental control system in place. But if the parents don't use it, our children are exposed to violence, nudity, and very strong language at a very early age. Drama sheep. Most industries are supply and demand industries. Stop watching the junk and they'll stop making it. Side note closed. Next. So you get different types of sheep. And tonight you might have like clicked with some of the sheep that I've mentioned. Are you a sheep that belongs to Jesus? And can people recognize you as a Christian sheep a mile away? Yes, I am saying that you're the type of sheep that surrounds themselves with like-minded sheep. I've never seen a heavy metal sheep and a classical sheep loving the same type of music. Or those who don't like sports at all, mixing with those who love it, like intently. We can kind of bear with each other for a while. But what really disturbs me is Christian sheep, and I put myself in that fold tonight. So easy for us to talk about music and sport. But if we identify ourselves as Christian sheep, how often do we talk about our shepherd? And about our God and how amazing He is, even in this building where Christian sheep are meant to gather, meant to worship our shepherd and our God. Very seldom inside this fold do I hear or actively engage in a conversation of someone talking about our shepherd. And that disturbs me deeply. And I hope it disturbs you too a little tonight that when you come to church next time, you kind of go, maybe I should chat to someone about a conversation I had with Christ this week. Or a Bible verse I read that really kind of disturbed me or really excited me. Wouldn't it be amazing if we chatted about Christ a bit more. And yes, we go to cell groups and Bible studies, and yes, we do have those conversations. But wouldn't it be amazing if those conversations, those Christian conversations, kind of took precedence in our lives? That we would speak more about God than golf. And there I'm preaching at myself. Man, I can speak about golf for hours. But sometimes I find myself reprioritizing my life and speaking more about golf than God. And so when I was preparing for this sermon, and I try to figure out in my own life what kind of sheep I am, I looked at these verses and I asked myself the question, Jan, who leads you? Who leads you? We heard earlier in worship these two passages read. Jeremiah 50 verse 6 speaks of most people who have tried to live this life on their own. Just to remind you again, this is what it says. My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray, turning them away on the mountains. From mountain to hill they have gone, but they have forgotten their fold. Can you relate with that tonight? Where you would label yourself as a Christian sheep. Like your Facebook status says Christian. But when we look on your Facebook newsfeed, if you don't know what that is, it's okay. Chat to someone tonight who's got Facebook. But your Facebook or your Twitter feed, when I look at the posts, it says Christian. But here is a picture of a naked-ish woman on your newsfeed. It says Christian, but all I can see on your newsfeed is how to get rich quickly. It says Christian, but your posts all point in the opposite direction. That you belong to someone else. That someone else leads you in this life. And so tonight, when we ask ourselves this question, who do I belong to? Who is my shepherd? Let's just look at real life stuff that we deal with. The books you read, the movies you watch, the stuff you say in conversations. Is that the kind of conversation a Christian sheep would have? Is that the kind of movie, music, book, sport a Christian sheep would have? Kind of go, well, then we need to throw everything out, isn't it? Yeah, we could do that. We'll clean up the world a little. But how about you make sure that Jesus Christ is your shepherd when you watch movies, when you listen to music, when you read books, when you drive, when you work, when you sleep? Is He following you? Oh, friends, we have gone astray. Isaiah 53 verse 6, all we sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. Oh man, I can testify for that. When it's like the 19th of the month because we get paid on the 20th, I often go, oy, honey, we've got just enough fuel in the tanks to get us to work and back tomorrow. Or she's like, we need vegetables, and I'm like, make a plan. You know. Very seldom do I say, well, honey, let's pray. Maybe someone will knock on our front door and bring us some vegetables. We've got tons of protein in the fridge, trust me. Always have tons of protein. But I have gone astray. I've often relied on my own way to get myself out of trouble. The same thing applies. It might not be money. It might be you've just lost a loved one. And now we're trying self-help schemes or motivational books or. But Jesus wept with Lazarus' family. He understands loss like any other human being. And he wants to lead us out of that pain, out of that deep grief, into a place where we can rejoice once again. He wants to be your good shepherd when you've got to make a business deal or write that computer program or study for that exam or make that life-changing decision. He wants to guide you. But friends, we often rely on our own strength, and then when the pawpaw hits the fan, we blame God and go, where have you been? He's been there all along. But you and I, Isaiah 53:6 says, we have all gone astray trying to live this life our own way. Yet, John 10 says, I am the good shepherd. My sheep who hear my voice, I will take them and lead them through this life, through the stormy times, through the green pastures. Oh, how sometimes those green pastures are amazing. Is Jesus Christ your good shepherd? Do you know that he is the only good shepherd? It even says in Jeremiah 50 verse 6, their shepherds have led them astray. And I know within that context, it's speaking very directly to the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, but I think that net could be spread a little further. You and I are notorious at blaming someone else for our lack of spiritual growth. Oh, the Pharisees. Ugh, that pastor, if he could only lead me closer to Jesus, I would be okay. Friends, only Jesus is the good shepherd. John and I and Nigel and John are your mini shepherds. Appointed by God to lead you, yes. What happens if we lead you astray? What happens if we tell you to go and do something and it's really not what you're supposed to be doing? It happens. We make mistakes. Or in the worst case scenario, some of us pass on. So we're not going to be here all the time. I know you would love us to be, but that's just not going to happen. It'll happen that we've got to pass on. Jesus is the only good shepherd because he's the one that will never leave you or forsake you. He will be with you to the very end of the age. Not your age, the age. He will guide you every step of the way. And this is in the transcript, so I'm not like talking bollocks here. If, and this is a big if, Janine falls pregnant. And it's a boy. And I get this phone call from her. She's rushing to the hospital, and the boy is about to enter into this world. And I'm like, okay, honey, I'll be there now. And I get a phone call from one of you, and you're in a life crisis. I'm really sorry, but my boy comes first. And you're probably saying, well, that's perfectly natural. But I'm just trying to prove a point that I am not the good shepherd. There will come times in my life and our relationship where I can't guide you, where I can't be there for you. And that just is going to happen. So prepare yourself for that. It's going to happen. But Jesus, the good shepherd, will be there every single moment of your life. However, will you know that he's there? And how will you know it? The text says, my sheep hear my voice. And I call them, and I lead them out. I bring them back, and I lead them out. Do you know the voice of God? Would you be able to recognize his voice above the commercials, above what the world is telling you and what mom and dad are telling you? Although 90% of the advice mom and dad give you is good. And the teenagers are like, oh, darn. Can you recognize his voice? Teenagers, through the peer pressure. Young adults, through the world, pulling you in different directions, telling you to do this and do that. Can you hear his voice? His voice showing you what is good for your life. Because he knows the plans he has for you, young and old. But how on earth would you know those plans if you can't hear his voice? Or recognize his voice through the mess of this world. And so know this tonight, that these wonderful words, and I'm going to read it again for us, John 10:11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. I love you a lot, but I'm not going to die for you. Maybe take a bullet, but as long as it doesn't kill me. Where Jesus Christ, he's the only one that can claim that he is the good shepherd, because he's the only one, like this verse says, that is willing to lay down his life for you, die, rise from the grave, and lead you through everyday life. I can't be there every day, all the time, but he can. But you've got to be able to hear his voice. So how do we do it, Jan? How do we hear the voice of God? Two things I would like to leave you with. One is you need to talk to him. If I don't talk to Janine for 6 months, I would probably be able to recognize her voice. But if I don't talk to her for 60 years, I would definitely not recognize her voice anymore. Same goes for God, but I think his time frames are a bit shorter. If you and I talk to God, if we pray on a regular basis, ideally on a daily basis, just a short prayer, I'm not asking you to pray 6 hours, maybe just 6 seconds. Good morning, Lord. Thank you for another day. Lead me, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. And you will find as your relationship with him grows, that 6 seconds becomes 60 seconds. And then 6 minutes. And eventually 6 hours on your day off. Because you still have to go to work. Or your relationship with him changes where while you work, while you're driving to that business deal or lecturing those students, all of a sudden you hear the voice of God saying, that student, that client, that colleague needs a word from me. Go and whisper in their ears that I love them and care for them deeply. And you're like, yo, are you sure? That's a bit out there. We're Baptists. We're conservative. We like take it easy. We'll invite them over for coffee. Maybe ask the charismatics to do the interesting things. But if God calls you in that moment, would you recognize his voice and will you respond as he leads you to have that conversation? So the first thing is you need to chat to him more often through prayer to be able to discern his voice. And then the second thing is spend some more time in his word. Yes, this is an iPad, but that's the Bible loaded on the iPad. Or if you're that way inclined, a normal paper Bible works just as well. Probably even better, because you don't have to recharge it. Just open it up and read. But get to know your good shepherd through reading about his life and let him speak to you through these wonderful divine words. And then friends, hopefully for all of us here, we can say, yes, we are Christian sheep. Yes, we still go to shops and still live life. But our good shepherd leads us more and more each day. Because we involve him more and more in our everyday lives. Do you want to become a Christian sheep? Would you like someone to lead you through everyday life? the good times and the bad. Maybe tonight you hear his voice calling your name. Because the text says, I know my own and they know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, I lay down my life for my sheep. They will listen to my voice. Would you like his leading, his guidance? I would like you to watch the next video. Tonight's very interactive, also very modern with a lot of video stuff. But watch the next video. It's called Call Him Out. Where God might be calling you deeper tonight into a deeper relationship with Him. God might be saying to you tonight, hey, I love you. I know you. Get to know me a little better so that you can recognize my voice in your everyday life. Thanks, Debbie.